Hey folks, I'm here to tell you about Modern Outsider Records. Modern Outsider was founded in Austin, Texas in October 2010 as a full-service management company and record label by husband and wife team Chip and Aaron Adams. Collectively, they have well over two decades of experience in various facets of the music industry. Their mission is simple: discover and release great music while building a tight-knit community for their artists. Now, some of their artists include Bad Veins, The Black and White Years, who've been on the show, Black Pistol Fire, The Crooks, The Calm Blue Sea, and Ume, today's guest. Anyway, get to modernoutsider.com. They've got vinyl, they've got CDs, they've got MP3 downloads. Get to modernoutsider.com for all your music needs. Discover some great music and buy it. Modernoutsider.com. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself,
how did I get here? And now here is your host, Tommy Howdy.
All right. Hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny. I'm your host. I have a great, great, great show for you today. I have a doubleheader for you guys. I have, and they're both return guests. So Lauren from Ume returns. She talks about her new album. Monuments just came out a couple weeks ago. They're about to go on tour in a couple days on the 23rd of March, and they will be on tour in the Midwest and West Coast until the 4th of April. You can find out where they will be if they're coming to a town near you at umemusic.com. I also have Joseph King, my dear friend, who is here from Brooklyn. He has a new album out. It's called Wanderlusting. It also came out on the 5th. So we have two albums that came out on March 5th. Joseph stopped by with his band, the lovely and talented Casey and the lovely and talented Will. And so we all sat down and had a chat and talked about their records. So sit down, pull up a chair, or stay on the treadmill, or stay on the trail, or stay on the train, or stay in the van. how do you listen to this show? I don't know how you listen to it or what you're doing when you're listening to it, but keep on cleaning your house. And enjoy this conversation. Before we get to it, let me tell you what's going on with me. I talked last week about how I didn't like that these were short interviews and whatnot, but after sitting around and putting all these shows together this week, and I've been listening to a lot of them, some of them are noisy, and some of them are short, but there are a lot of really good ones. There are a lot more good ones than I thought there were, but I definitely have to say that the quiet ones, like the ones that you're going to listen to today, that were recorded here in the apartment where I normally do them, were fantastic, and a nice connection was made. I love talking to Lauren. I love talking to Joseph and his band. It's all great, right? All right, so those all turned out good. What else is going on with me? If you are in Austin tonight, I will be playing. It is March 21st. I will be playing tonight in Pflugerville at Hanover's with Skyrocket. Okay, and tomorrow we're playing some private thing somewhere in the middle of nowhere, which is fine with me because that means I get to come home tomorrow night and enjoy Sunday at my house. How are you doing? What's going on with you? The last intro was so long. It was like 12 minutes of just solid intro because I was talking to you about South by Southwest and sort of the repercussions. It's interesting listening to the conversations. There are a lot of conversations about sort of how people are getting through this music business, and it seems kind of weird. But I'll tell you who's doing well is Ume. They have a new record out. It's called Monuments. You can get it on vinyl from Dangerbird Records. They have a single called Chase It Down. It's fantastic. They just played their official showcase with Blondie here in Austin at South by Southwest. They gave away a guitar from Fender when their album came out. You know you're doing pretty good if Fender's giving you guitars to be putting out. Anyway, you can find out all about their tour, which they are going out now for almost a month, from the 23rd to the 4th of April. You can find out where they'll be playing, umemusic.com, and you can also buy their music there and also on iTunes. I suggest getting it. This is a great, great, great band. Lauren is an amazing guitar player, an amazing singer, and the band is just fucking great. And they peel your face off when you see them live. So, sit down, enjoy my conversation, the return of Lauren from Ume. Let's get down.
We'll be right back.
2 years ago. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, so much has happened.
Yeah.
Since then. Mm-hmm. You had just put out Phantoms, I guess, a little bit before then, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've been on tour since then? Have you? A lot of touring?
Yeah, I think we've done over 200 dates since then. Went to Europe for the first time.
How was that?
That was awesome.
Yeah?
We played Paris, this festival called Rockinson.
Did you do any other shows there? You just did that?
Just two shows in Paris.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Yeah. And what else did you do? The States, I guess, obviously.
Yeah,
the
we
other
went on
198 shows.
We went on a few tours. We went out with Helmet and the Toadies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Two runs with those guys. Perry Farrell called my cell phone and invited us to play with those guys at a Lollapalooza show.
I saw that.
That was fun. And then, just living out of the van for about a year.
Yeah. Do you guys have a tour manager now and stuff, or what's going on?
We're still
well, there's just three of you guys, right?
And
two of you
us.
Are married, so there's only one wild card.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Rachel. We're going to have a tour manager going out with us on this next run. We're leaving for tour the week after South By.
Right. You're going out the 23rd through the 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got your album on iTunes yesterday.
Cool.
And I love it.
Oh, thank you.
It's really amazing, man. So punchy. And I saw that, what's the guy's name? Adam Casper.
Yeah, we got to record with Adam Casper up in Seattle, and he's done some of my favorite records. He did Queens of the Stone Age, Songs for the Deaf.
Yeah.
Worked with Cat Power.
Yeah.
Did the last Nirvana stuff ever recorded. So we actually recorded in that studio where Nirvana did their last recordings ever.
Really?
So that was really cool.
Wow. And hey, man, you use Ebo on there.
Oh, thanks for catching
did
that.
You? Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
I always miss it. There was one thing that I thought was Ebo, but I don't think it was. And then later on in the album, it's like a later track.
Yeah, there's Ebo. You know, I'd always love to do elaborate string arrangements and make, like The Wall or something. But, we don't have the budget, and no bands can be in a studio for 2 years anymore. So I said, well, let me try this with what I can play is the guitar. So I picked up the Ebo, and that opened up a whole new world for me.
When did you pick it up? Just for this album?
Yeah, just for this record.
What did you think? Because when I got it, it was in the 90s, early 90s, and this dude... I lived in the studio here called the Congress House, and the guy that owned it was like, oh, yeah. I was like, what is that weird thing? It's it's an Ebo. I went and bought one, and literally, every song for the next, 6 months was, it all had, a huge string arrangement behind it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I loved it. It enabled that sustain.
Yeah.
And this fullness that I wanted to bring into stuff. And
did you get the little book that comes with it that tells you all the songs it's on?
No, I didn't see that. But
there's all these things that blow your mind. You're like, love hurts.
Oh, cool.
You're like, that's Ebo. Yeah. And all kinds of stuff. So, cool. So how long did you spend up there in Seattle?
A little over 2 weeks. We knocked out that record pretty fast. Yeah. This was, when we went to record it, we self-funded it with the help of our fans.
I saw that.
Through Kickstarter, which was really rad. Yeah, we went up there, I guess, started it in October. Spent a little less than 2 weeks in the studio then finished it up. I went back up there in January and finished some vocal takes.
Okay.
So
the vocals sound great.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, just, it's really exciting. I also saw an article, was it Guitar Player Magazine?
Guitar World,
yeah.
Yeah, that was
I was in that magazine, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of things are happening. They gave away a Fender Telecaster.
Yeah, we are. I have to do the drawing still.
I just picked
up the, we're doing a black top telly. I picked it up 2 days ago from Fender, so.
Here in town?
Yeah. So we're going to do the drawing.
Awesome.
So I was just excited to be able to give away a guitar. And Fender's been, real supportive of us. And Guitar World, I think when I was 12, I picked up a Guitar World and tried to learn, Over the Hills and Far Away by Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And so that was cool. I got to meet with the editor and he saw us play and they hooked us up.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Wasn't it you that was on Anthony Bourdain's show?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That was
that was a couple years ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you get a lot of feedback from young girls that are inspired by you?
Young and old alike.
Yeah. Do you get?
Yeah, I work with some girls here at Girls Rock Camp.
Oh, really?
Teach guitar, and I'm a band coach there. And Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, after, through this Kickstarter campaign, just sending the records out to people and just, even people after a show, a lot of women come up to me and say, you know, you inspired me to do something I was maybe afraid to do. I mean, I really heard that, or that I think I don't necessarily look the part of, you know, rock and roll chick. People don't expect it.
No. It's so awesome.
So I was like, well, you know, she can do that. You know, maybe I can do something too. That,
yeah.
That I might not fit the mold for, so.
Yeah. I saw you guys at something here last year with my cousin. Doesn't my cousin Emily knows you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we really went well. To go She's see awesome. You, yeah. And I was totally taken aback because I didn't see you the last time that we did the interview. Oh, okay. And you've got such a nice demeanor, and you're so you're quiet, yeah, yeah. And you're almost shy, and then all of a sudden this, I mean, you're a vicious guitar player.
No, thank you.
You really are, man. It was inspiring to me to listen to the record today. I listened to it twice, and I was like, fuck yeah, like
cool.
Yeah. So so you have this tour coming up. Is that your own tour?
Yeah, we're headlining that one.
Wow.
So, we're excited about that.
Are you taking someone with you, or is it just like kind of local support in all the
local
places?
Local support, okay. Yeah.
And I see that you're getting a lot of the, you have a vinyl that came out, mm-hmm. So you're getting a lot of love from what's left of the record stores. But now it seems like there's a resurgence. Are you getting that? Do you feel like kind of a difference?
Yeah, we, I think we've sold out, or just about to sell out of the first pressing of the vinyl. So it's
a week old. It's not even a week old.
Yeah, yeah. So that was wow. Awesome. We're going to have some for the road, but I think there's only a handful left online. So it's a colored, like, limited edition red and black swirl vinyl. So
oh, that's awesome.
People, you know, I've noticed the live people now are buying vinyl more. Yeah. You know, it comes with a digital download code and all that. So.
Yeah. You almost get two records for one. Yeah, plus, cool. You get the experience of listening. Do you listen to vinyl?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
That's why you...
Yeah, we inherited my parents' record collection, you know, 60s, 70s. Records, and so hearing, you know, Black Sabbath on vinyl through my parents' 70s speakers, yeah. Is, you know, you understand it how it should be. It's a different experience.
Yeah, that's cool.
So,
and you and your husband are doing well. Everyone's holding up, like, through this, because this is a big experience. It seems like, from the outside to me, mm-hmm. It seems like there's a lot going on for you right now.
Oh, thank
you. And being in that position, I know, is sometimes like, what the fuck is going on? Right. You know.
We support each other.
Yeah.
Eric, he works from the road. I mean, he's a computer programmer working out of the van.
Right, right.
Like, that's his office when we're touring, and then I handle all the band work and business side of all of that. So, we're a
but
team.
Your record came out on Danger Bird Records.
Yeah.
So they picked it up after you made it?
Yeah, so we funded the recording with fans.
Okay.
And then, shopped it around a bit, and Danger Bird, you know, they're based out of LA, but the president here actually lives in town.
Oh, cool.
She's awesome, Ginny, and they're a truly indie label, but uh-huh. They've had, you know, a lot of commercial success too, so.
Yeah. Who are they? Some of the other, do they have Butch Walker on there?
Butch Walker's
that's
on there?
Amazing.
Yeah. Silver Sun Pickups.
Silver Sun Pickups, that's a band that was sold a lot of records.
Yeah. Fits in the Tantrums, though.
Oh,
I think they just moved to Elektra.
All right.
But, yeah.
That's still a label, Elektra? It is?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, so you've got a very busy South by Southwest, and your show is with Blondie.
Yes, that's him.
How exciting is that? Who else is on that bill?
Gary Newman.
I tried to get him for this podcast.
Oh, cool.
I think, do you have the same publicist as Gary Newman?
Is it BB Gun? Is he?
Yeah, I think so. No, I don't know. It was someone else.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you know, this is, I like your publicist. I asked for some other band, and they sent a list of bands also. Oh, we also represent these bands if you're interested. And I was like, oh,
cool.
No way. What's going on with Ume? And then
I saw
you're putting out a record.
Mm-hmm.
So so it's been an exciting time. You've done a lot of shows. And you manage the band? That's how you kind of handle it? Do you guys have a...
We have a manager
okay. As
well. But, you know, I work closely with him too.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
there's a lot to do these days.
Yeah, nonstop.
Especially
with the social media, and you know, try to get better with that, and you know, really try to make one answer every fan or anyone that reaches out to us on there. So it's a
that's
lot of
amazing.
Work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. Yeah. I don't think people realize that now, even if you do have a manager, you are running like a little publicity firm, and like you still have to be good every night when you play.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
I try to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you seem to be handling this all so well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Some people seem scattered and all a drag.
Yeah, well, this is...
It's fun,
good,
right?
Good environment here, and I probably a lot more scatterbrained inside than I'm showing right now. But I'm just ready to play, if anything.
Yeah.
It's been such a long process. I've been, you know, waiting on this record. And
yeah.
I want to be in a band, you know. I want to do what I'm supposed to be doing, which is playing.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm so stoked about this week. I think we have six shows coming up. So, and then the show with Blondie.
That's amazing. How much did you end up getting with through the crowdfunding?
We hit our goal was 7,500. We hit that in less than 24 hours, and then we tripled it.
That's so fantastic.
We got over 20K, and that well, you know, almost, man, covered the record. The
record really sounds like $1 million, man. Oh, it really does. I mean,
yeah.
You guys.
With Adam's approach, it was really stripped down. It's getting the sounds out of the amp, you know, just putting a 57 up there, close mic, loud amp technique.
He's amazing at that.
And we captured the sounds really raw, and there was not a lot of, you know, no post-production or studio trickery. It was just like, let's capture how this sounds.
So how did you do it when you went in there? Like, how do you guys write the song? Do you write the songs yourself and then you bring them, or do you guys kind of jam out and then you write melody
and
lyrics?
It's all the above.
Okay.
Some of the songs, you know, were a torturous experience for years, and then we go in there and change them in the studio. Some I wrote in the studio. Actually, in one night, I'm a bit of an insomniac, and I was up till about 4 or 5 a.m., and I wrote two or three of the songs on the record right then and there.
Wow.
So, and you I was just inspired. Yeah.
Just brought them in the next day. And how did you guys record them? Did you do it old school, like you showed the guys the song, and then they just, boom, turned on recording?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I think on Embrace, we just started, you know, with the guitar, tracked that, and then, you know, come in and put in the drums. Others, we did it, you know, rhythm first and built up. Some we just tracked live, so.
How much time, so did you spend a lot of time, well, I guess being on the road for that long, you really got it down, like you got your thing down. So when you cut the tracks, it wasn't laborious to get a song down.
No, the music aspect.
It doesn't sound like it by any
means. Yeah, the music aspect's never that difficult as far as guitar. I have vocal anxiety, you know, I'm very nervous. And
really?
Never felt that confident as a singer, and this is actually, Adam helped me a ton in the studio with that. I was the kind of person thinking, I've got to do 20, 30 takes, and we would do 3 or 4 takes, and he goes, you got it.
Yeah.
And I said, no, there's no way. He's like, don't listen to it, step away from it. And I want to, you know, very OCD about this, and I would, I trusted him.
That's
good.
Came
back 2 days later. Yeah, he was right.
Sometimes it's so hard to let go of those reins. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let someone else take your baby and do stuff to it. You know what I mean?
But he just helped me. Well, he was more like, this is what you sound like. This is the song. If there's a little imperfection here or something that I think is, you know, oh, that's off. I think people like
character.
That. Yeah, people like that.
I had... There was a point where I started working with producers that I think really cared, and they'd be like, oh, that's it. And I'd be like, oh, God, I sound like a thing. And he's like, no, dude, it has a thing. And then over time, you go back and listen to it, and you're like, oh, I would have sung this like a flat thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't have had a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was looking for that, and he had a good ear for that. He had a good ear for performance, for sure.
Yeah, it's about the performance, not about perfection.
Yeah. Did he mess with any of the songs? Like, hey, repeat this, or let's add a chorus here, or do this? Was he that kind of producer?
We did a little bit of that. Yeah. But it was, you know, he's pretty hands-off. I mean, there were times like, hey, let's repeat this part, or let's shorten this part, or hey, y'all are doing this tempo change, just keep it consistent the whole way through, you know?
Right.
And, you know, little things like that I think helped some songs and just tighten them up a bit, but...
So he worked
as
like a
fourth guy. It was very
collaborative,
though. Yeah, but it wasn't... He was actually more hands-off than other people we've worked with in the past.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was cool, yeah. Just real, real relaxed.
Yeah. And obviously got great vocal takes out of you.
Yeah, I was excited.
Yeah. So, did you do a release show already? You haven't, it just came out last week and you've got all this stuff this week.
Yeah, it hasn't even been out a week. We did a show at Waterloo Records on Friday, an in-store. And then it's weird, you know, during South by, because there's so many free shows. So, you know, we're just going to play 6 free shows this week and then hit the road.
Yeah. Tell me about that. Like, have you been in the position in South by Southwest where your record is out and there's a machine going and you've got everything's lined up? And I'm sure this is not your only day of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And since you live here, luckily you're not coming in like Wednesday, so you have all this whole week to kind of spread it out. But how is that difference for you? Like, is there a difference? Like, do you feel like, oh, this really works well when your record's coming out and someone's pushing it, as opposed to being a band from Iowa who wants to get discovered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, South by Southwest is chaos all around, I think.
It is chaos, you know, but sometimes...
I think it's...
I read a thing where a guy was saying that South by Southwest is like going into a stadium that's filled with people that are all screaming something, and you're trying to get them to listen to you.
Yeah.
With no, like, you're just like, hey, me, I'm over here. Yeah. I got a song, and I'm in the parking lot of like a trailer food place, and I don't know what's going on. But, no, you know, do you know what I'm saying? Like I went through South by Southwest where I was trying to, quote, like, oh, man, I hope someone walks in and sees my band. Whatever you think that is. And so then also I've been on a label where, like, fucking this was, like, this is where you can do fucking 40 interviews in a week. Everyone's here. You can really do this. We're going to show you to this. We're going to do that. And that really seems to work. Like, oh, well, that in place, like, when you're in a different echelon of it, and you've got the machine kind of works for you as opposed to like keeping you down underwater.
I've done this so many years now. That, you know, we're grateful now. I feel like this is what we've been working towards.
Right.
And South by really supported us this year. You know, we got this Blondie show now. It's just a matter of us being able to get the people in who want to see us.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of negates the purpose. But if people can't even get in to see us. But I've done it many years and started off with very high expectations. And actually, my South by Southwest tragedy was several years ago. First show, one of the only shows I ever canceled. I was super sick, had a flu, totally lost my voice. We had a show at 3 o'clock on Friday. I said, well, I'll just give it to my friends from out of town, from New York. They never get to play here.
That's nice.
So they did this show and they go, best show ever. they go, Thurston Moore and all the guys from Sonic Youth came out to see us. And I was like, wait a minute. And so they go, a bunch of labels did too. And I ended up finding out later that Thurston Moore actually came to that show to see us. He posted on his old blog, you know, Ume, whom I never got to see. And so maybe it could have happened 4 years ago. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, but,
Well, you know what? You know, Those things happen for a reason.
Oh, I'm grateful to, definitely grateful to be where we are. But I don't cancel a show now, even if I can't sing.
That's cool. I do that too sometimes. Yeah. You learn how to sing around it, or do you just stress out and try to sing like you? Because I mean, on tour, there's days where you just can't do it, but you gotta do. You gotta get up and do it.
Yeah, I mean, one time I had full on laryngitis, didn't even have a voice, and we still performed. And then we just told people, "Hey, we're gonna give you a discount on the CD if you really want to hear the vocals." And we sold more records that night than we normally do.
Yeah.
So,
how do you keep the sound so broad on stage? Like, what do you, there's a lot on this record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I think
still doing it as a trio.
Yeah. Still as a trio, but you know, live, it's a little more visceral. It's obviously gonna be a little more stripped down. So, you know, I'm running just, you know, two amps, or I mean, just a power trio. For the Blondie show, though, we do have a friend coming in playing keys for us. His name's Louis Lionel.
I heard some great organ on there.
Yeah, so he actually was the one that tracked the organ part on Blackstone, so he's going to come in and play
That's
that.
That's the first song, right?
Yeah.
There's good organ on that.
I'm excited. You know, I played all the keyboard parts, but he's gonna play them live. So.
Cool.
I'm excited for that, I think.
Yeah.
It'll be something new for us.
Yeah. And do you have any, what are you looking to get outside of just this sort of like the machine working for you? Is there anything specific that you're like, oh, I hope we're going to showcase hopefully for some booking agents or something? Or this is all coming out afterwards, South by Southwest. So
yeah.
I'm not jinxing anything.
You have a booking agent? Yeah, we have an agency. Okay. Yeah.
So you're showcasing your new album.
We're showcasing the new record. And I know some people, I think from the UK are coming out. I think NME is coming out, so it'd be cool if we can get something going over there because we've never had a break or an opportunity in the UK.
Yeah, you guys, man, it seems like you would kill over there.
Yeah, I know even when we went to France, just people were in love with guitar-driven rock and roll still.
That's what I've heard. I had Scorpion Child,
them?
Yeah, they just went over there. They're about to go back over there.
Yeah.
And they're like, there, it's not a novelty.
Yeah.
Like here, a guitar band is almost like a novelty. It's like, oh, yeah, they're a band. There's no DJ. There's no tracks. Yeah. It's people just fucking playing. It's an antiquated thought at this point, but it's legitimate and still normal over there.
Yeah, and they're excited about it. I mean, But I'm seeing with the younger generations here, you know, going to shows and a lot of kids, I think it's coming back. I think the younger kids are reacting against this kind of DJ electronic culture. Yeah, yeah, I think they want something a little more raw. And I think they want to throw their hair around a little bit.
Yeah, it's hard. It seems, I mean, like, you know, I mean, we play guitar and we sing. You dig into that shit. Like, yeah, you can express stuff with it. Mm-hmm. And it seems like that's very hard with sequence music that doesn't have a dynamic, really.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's as visceral.
No.
You know?
No.
So.
No, it's needed.
And I think people, I mean, maybe if you're on, you know, I mean, Six Horse Tranquilizer, you're on, at the show, you know, at the techno show. I mean, I'm sure those guys are having fun too, but that was never my thing.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I've been without tranquilizers and without, like, drugs or anything, and, like, had some cocktails and been at a place and danced.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't think of it as, I'm not having some, like, I'm not like, oh my God, who is this DJ? He's blowing me.
Yeah,
know
yeah.
I mean?
It's not gonna. I don't think it's gonna become your favorite band.
This guy just dropped the bass. I can't believe it. You know what I mean? Yeah, no,
yeah,
no.
So, for me, it's like, you know, if I can be someone's one of their favorite bands.
Yeah.
You know, that means a lot to me.
Do you have any East Coast plans?
Yeah, we'll definitely be East
that's
Coast.
That's going.
So that's coming
later
up.
On.
Yeah.
Okay. Early they'll be summer. Announced. Everyone can find out all about you at umemusic.com. Your new album, Monuments, which came out last week, congratulations, is fabulous.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is there anything that I'm missing? I don't want to keep you over time or...
No, I think
I really appreciate that you came over, and
yeah,
I'm so proud of you. Like, I post your stuff on my How Did I Get Here Facebook page whenever I find stuff about you guys.
Awesome, thank you.
And also, one other thing, there's a postcard that, or whatever is on the thing on social media announcing your South by shows. The photo of you kicking up with your hair going.
Yeah.
It's like, that photo is so, it's as iconic to me. I told my Uncle Jack on the phone this morning, I told him to look at it. And when he looked at it, and I was like, that's like fucking, I'm drawing a blank on it. London Calling cover. Like,
oh, cool.
Has that vibe of like, you want to see that.
That.
Like, I don't ever, I want to be able to see that when I need to, because that's
cool.
Like, I want to do that. Yeah. That's, you know what I mean? Like, you see those pictures and you're like, yeah, I want to do that. That's cool. Yeah.
I'm not even very flexible, so I don't know how I kicked up that high, but
no,
that was real. That was in the moment. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I appreciate, man. Thank you so much, Lauren. And I wish the best for you guys.
Cool. Thank you.
Through this mad conference.
Yeah. We're excited.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, Lauren Larson, Ume, their album Monuments, man, get out there and get it. You know, if you go to umemusic.com and you sign up on their email list, you get a free download. So if you're on your computer right now, just go do that. You'll get to listen to this, and you'll get the album, man. Get out there, let your voice be heard. Get their album Monuments, it's incredible. Incredible, okay? I'd like to thank Lauren for taking the time and coming by, and all that kind of jazz. She's a great person, and I wish them a lot of luck. Hopefully we'll get her back in here and talk about what they're doing next in a few months or a year. Who knows? Next up, my dear, dear friend Joseph King. I have once produced an album for him many years ago. I think it came out in like 2005 for his band Canvas. Then he had a band called Deadbeat Darling, and you might have heard them on the show. They were on here. He's been on here. Then he was on here a few months ago doing a Kickstarter for an album that he was making, which was going to be his first solo album. Which is an album that came out on March 5th. It's called Wanderlusting. Joseph King's first solo album, Wanderlusting. So I caught up with him when he was here for South By. I said, come by on your way to your first gig with your band. The first gig of South By. And I'll jump in the car with you guys afterwards and go to the gig. And that we did. Anyway, got to see it. Trio, keyboard, and bass. Doing the same, you know, same person playing keyboard and bass. Joseph playing guitar and singing and a drummer. Whole different setup for him. So he's in a whole new thing. Wanderlusting is a beautiful album, and it's a great departure for him sonically and everything. So it's an exciting time. So Joseph's here in Austin promoting his album. Came out March 5th. I suggest if you want to get it, Joseph King Music, that's a good place to start. On Rock Army Records. There you go. All right. So I guess without further ado, let's talk to my dear friend. Joseph King.
I lost your tack, hey, hey. You were never afraid of the hipster parade, and I would
change your velvet skin just to feel myself.
Have you guys been downtown yet?
No.
No? You can talk now.
Can we talk?
Yeah.
We went Nate at Gibson last night.
Oh, you did?
That was the that's about as far as north as we've gone.
Okay.
Since we've been in town.
Will, have you ever been here before?
No, this is my first time in Texas at
all. So you're going to go down here and you're going to think that Monday, you're going to think, okay, tomorrow you're going to go downtown. It might be daytime, maybe 11 in the morning. You're going to think that literally there are streets that have nothing but like huge parties that are like Funny or Die, Doritos, whoever the fuck else is throwing a party. Mm-hmm. But it's not. And it's real sad for me when I go running next Monday and I run down those same places and there's just like
trash.
Garbage.
Yeah.
The grass is all flat.
Mm-hmm.
I told them it's amazing. Like, you know, you go through South by and by Saturday, it's just mass chaos all week now, I suppose. But literally, like, by Sunday or Monday, it's like tumbleweeds.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what else? I feel sorry for, like, regular, like, it's Monday and somebody's got to go to work. And, like, the mailman has to deal with this shit. Like, streets closed down and people just walking around all wasted at like noon.
Yeah.
Casey, is this your first time here?
Second. But first time here for South By.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, second. Well, you were here at a normal time?
I was here for ACL Fest in 2010.
Oh, yeah?
But that was it. I was actually only here for one day of that festival. So.
Who'd you see? Who'd you come here to see?
Well, I came here less to see anyone in particular. It was a father-daughter trip I did with my dad. And this was like the perfect destination because he's a musician and we played a gig together at the Blind Pig and it was a little week vacay with him.
But sounds really romantic.
I don't know if I want to say it was, but the way you said it, I feel like I should. Yeah, it was.
I'm just glad that you totally clarified great. That you had a father daughter weekend with your father.
With your father, yeah.
So I was like, okay, good. So right.
Yeah.
You're not going to pull out a wiener.
No.
Be like, I actually have a daughter, John. Casey stands for.
Am I blushing right now? Yeah. It takes a lot for me to blush, and I think you just did it.
Joseph King, your new album, Wanderlusting, dropped last week, but this isn't going to be last week when people hear it. But it, on 3/5/14.
It was 3/4/14.
Yeah. Give or take a day.
Give or take
was
a day.
Was that Tuesday?
Well, you know, it's actually, you're absolutely right because it came out, quote unquote, on Tuesday the 4th, but it actually didn't go up on iTunes till the 5th. So how did you know? Oh, because you were checking iTunes every day for my record, Johnny.
I was?
I know.
No. I will say this. I gave to the Kickstarter campaign.
You did, man. Thank you.
I didn't give anonymously. I gave with my name. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, everyone, I just want you to know that. I bet some people were like, oh, nice, he gave. And other people were like, that's all he gave? That's his best friend. What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Well, you've given so much to me over the years, man, that, you know, I mean, it was just, I felt like it was just a gesture, and I do appreciate it. I mean, I couldn't ask for any more, you know?
That sounds loaded. Like there's something coming after, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate it. If you mean it, I'm down.
I do mean it.
But if there's a thing coming after, I'm braced. Yeah.
We couldn't hear him wink at the end of that.
No, it's not a thing, man. No, seriously, I've been talking about you for the last couple of days. I was very excited.
Well, good. Like, I'm very excited.
Johnny and I, you know, we get to see each other a lot, you know, whenever I'm down here. But every South By, I feel like it's so crazy that you and I have to pick one day.
One day.
To like be like, okay, we're doing this. And I'm so happy it's early in the week.
Me too.
So
yeah.
So it gets me.
So it ruins
energized.
The rest of the week for everyone. So this album is incredible. It's great. I sent out a tweet if people wanted to ask questions, and one person wrote back, a girl named Jessica, I can't remember her Twitter handle. Her tweetonym. That's what I was going for. And she just said the album is beautiful, and it is, and it's a departure for you sonically, and it's very different. Did you play on the album?
No.
I did a little.
You did?
Minimal. Okay. Minimal playage.
Okay. If my ex-girlfriend needed a double for a movie.
I know.
That's pretty weird.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Really? Yeah.
You like that?
It's making, no, yes.
So she was super hot and cool?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Long red hair, very creative.
Here's the thing.
Oh, kind of
into it.
And I'm single.
Batshit crazy too.
Too. Oh yeah.
That's on the record.
Forgot
just.
About that. Hey, so you played on the album?
I did. I think I played one song, actually playing the synth part, and I sang on Velvet Skin.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so it's true. I'm in there a little bit.
Will, how did you fall into the
I fell into it because I met Joseph about a year ago. I did sound for one of the last Deadbeat Darling shows.
Uh-huh.
And then he started bartending at the same club that I was doing sound at called Cameo in Williamsburg. And we kind of, became friends through that. And I was talking to him during the pre-production of this record. And he knew I was a drummer and an audio engineer, so we had a lot to talk about because he said he wanted to make a departure from what he used to be doing and a combination of kind of gritty organic sounds with electronic elements. And I was really into that at the time, so we had a lot to talk about. And then the owner of the club had actually heard me play drums a few times, and he recommended to Joseph to get in touch with me for this tour.
Excellent.
And that's Jiffy.
Jiffy. I like that guy.
So then it all worked out.
Yeah.
No, so, man, you've played a lot of South by Southwest in your time.
I have. Many.
Many.
Tons.
And every time you're coming for, and there's a different goal. Like, I've got this going on, but this time I'm going to try and do this. Last time you had an album out.
Yeah.
You were trying to get booking.
Well,
or something?
Yeah, no, I mean, actually, these three last three South Bys are bizarre, like, you know, incredibly different. Like,
you called me a stoner when you came in here, too.
I did, but you know.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt.
It's okay.
You.
It was just the peanuts.
Go ahead.
So two South Bys ago, I was here with Deadbeat Darling. We were on that UK label, and
our
record was just about to come out. And we were signed to William Morris in the UK, and our booking agent was going to be at South By. And allegedly that summer, she was supposed to book us on all these festivals around Europe. And during South By, she's like, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to bring all the talent buyers around these festivals to all your shows. So we set up a run of five or six shows during South By.
Which is what you normally do.
Which is what we
normally do. You don't normally come down and just play one show.
Go for it. So some really good showcases, and we were very excited to have her down and, you know, meet these people. And it was kind of like, you know, we were about to spend a summer touring Europe, which sounded fantastic, of course. And as the week went on, she didn't show up. And by the last day, like, the band was like at each other's throat, like, she's not coming. This is it. It's over. We're done. You know, and I was like, no, calm down. She's going to come to our last show. I kind of knew in the back of my head that, you know, something was a bit askew. And she didn't show up and ended up not working. So that South By, we had fun, but it was,
well, I mean, but normally you're trying, there's something that there's a certain thing that you're trying to get out of it.
Absolutely.
And this one,
there's an angle,
right? Yeah. There's an angle. This one, you put out a record the week before, you put out a record. I'm noticing just from doing this, like, literally I've had six people that put out records that day.
Wow.
Like, that was
big. That was a big day.
A big day. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of it is because you can come in and use this as a publicity tool because everyone's here. Not to mention my world renowned podcast.
Exactly.
and many other things.
Yes.
Can I tell you something aside?
Sure.
Baco Estrada said something about my podcast the other day, and someone clapped at the show that we played together, and then he goes, there's one of his five listeners there. And I thought of you.
That's amazing.
That's a very good Joseph
joke.
That's
good.
Okay, so you're doing this for publicity. Is there anything else that you're, or not just publicity, just getting out, the band out? You came down to Texas, you did some release shows, Houston, San Antonio.
Exactly. We came down and did a couple release shows, and then now we're here, and, you know, we have a publicist that's been doing fantastic. This record actually has been getting, you know, a little bit of press, which is nice.
And good press.
Very good press, and I'm super grateful for it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people kind of that, you know, there's a lot of people down here that I think are curious to hear it for the first time. Because it's not only like I put out a new record, but literally this is the first solo album I've ever put out. And so it's kind of like I'm about three or four shows into my solo career. Quote unquote, you know, with an actual album and stuff. So it's exciting. And I think, you know, I think it's going to be a really fun week of a lot of people hearing this project and this whole sound for the first time.
That's good.
Yeah, I think.
Are you looking for a booking agent or something? I was getting at. Sorry.
Yeah. We're
same thing that dude did to me yesterday.
Yeah.
What are you doing here at South By? I'm just here to play for people, make them happy. I'm like, you came from Dublin the week of South by Southwest just to play and make people happy? Come on, what are you doing?
No, I mean, we're just, I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, well, good.
I'm not trying to be, like, super, I mean, I just really, with this whole project and, like, where it's at, I'm not trying to be super, like, specific. I'm kind of trying to write it and see what where it kind of organically goes.
Yeah. And Casey, you're going to play a show?
Yeah, I have two shows, solo shows. Of yours? Yeah, thanks to Joseph here. He hooked me up.
It's a booking maven.
Yeah. I'm down.
Okay, I'll go to, are they just you?
Yeah, it's just me.
What do you play? Because you're playing bass, you're handling two people's parts.
With you're
both,
Joseph?
With Joseph. You're playing both bass and keyboards.
Yeah, but it's three like people synth singing. Organ, yeah. And I'm singing a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then my solo thing is just me with a computer and a keyboard and a synth. And I'm triggering stuff on Ableton Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
So I'm doing even more with that one.
Okay.
It's kind of overwhelming, but it's good. This will be my like third show because I just released my first debut EP in January.
Oh, I'd like to hear it. All right. You have it.
We can do it.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Okay. What I was going to say too is tell me about playing bass and organ. Do you split the keyboard and use like a bass sound?
I'm doing two different microchords actually that we kind of had to go in and alter. Yeah. We changed them and made them sound how we wanted.
Bassier.
Yeah. Right. So it's cool. It's like they're stacked on each other. And
you like Ray Manzarek?
What did you say?
Ray Manzarek. He's from The Doors.
Uh-huh.
He did that. But I think he did. Oh, he also had one of those Rhodes ones. I used to have a Rhodes. I didn't have it in high school, but my high school had it. And in stage band, I played bass, but Rhodes.
I've never specifically played bass, but I did so many solo shows my whole life just with the piano that like my left hand is definitely a strong bass player, if you will.
Yeah. How long are you in town for, Will? Will you stay in the whole time? You gonna do
it? I think so, yeah. I'm out of here on the 18th. I fly back to New York.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll be seeing more of each other.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good.
Anything else? Like what's, you got a West Coast thing coming up. Are you guys all going on that? Is that?
Hopefully. Most likely.
Okay.
I'm going to be very positive about that.
I saw some dates. Wait, I have them written down. April 8th through 14th, you will be in Los Angeles.
Yes, we
California.
Will. We're going to play, we're doing a run of showcases in Los Angeles. We're playing the Basement Sessions at Hemingway's on the 8th, actually, which is a cool showcase. And then we're doing a Hotel Cafe, Silver Lake Lounge.
Oh, fantastic.
And then that weekend, we go up to San Francisco, play Hotel Utah. And then we come back and do the School Nights Showcase at Bardot on the Monday. And then we'll come back. So a very kind of, just a run of LA shows. It'll be nice to be out there.
Are you playing just acoustic?
On these shows?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing
like
a nylon,
in the band?
Yeah, in the band. I'm playing a nylon string acoustic through a small amp, and I have a little distortion pedal, so it's kind of ridiculous, but it's...
It's a cool sound.
It's fun. It's cool. Mm-hmm.
I like that you legitimized it. Like, you looked at me like you're like, hey, dude, before you doubt. That was good.
Yeah.
I like that. He's got your back.
Thank you.
Totally.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You guys ever see that video of Kurt Cobain playing and the guy yells at him and then he comes up to beat him up and before he can get to Kurt Cobain,
Chris Novoselic?
No.
Grohl?
Dave Grohl is from behind the drums. Stop the dude.
No, I haven't seen that video.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy you are, Will.
All right, yeah.
Joseph,
yeah,
start as many fights as you want. You too, Casey.
I'll be running away. It's fine.
So Wanderlusting is available at all places.
It's on the interwebs.
Okay.
Yeah. iTunes,
JosephKingMusic.com. Go there for all your needs. And you can, it's a great website, by the way. It's looking good.
Oh, thank you, man.
Did you do that?
I built it myself.
No, you didn't.
Squarespace.com.
Did you really? That's Squarespace?
Yeah, that's Squarespace.
Maybe before you leave, you can help me because time I get Squarespace, then I get intimidated.
Don't. It's easy, man. You pick a template, you drag and drop. We're just going to hold off on the peanuts till we get at least the first couple pages.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
That's what's happening with me.
I'm saying.
On the internet. Casey, I'd like to have a CD of yours. How do people find your music?
It's also on iTunes, Spotify.
But what's your last name? What's your...
Oh, it's Casey Lane. Should I spell it? I just started, so I might as well finish. K-A-Y-C-E space. L-A-I-N-E.
Okay, spell it one more time for the people. For me, too.
K-A-Y-C-E space L-A-I-N-E.
Okay.
All right. Casey Lane.
Casey Lane.
There you go.
All right, look her up online. Do you do anything else, Will?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? I'm sorry. I just totally left you out. What a jerk.
I don't know. I play drums for a couple other bands back in New York called Belly Fire and Rumors.
What are they like?
Rumors is kind of like a darker Tears for Fears kind of vibe.
Are you fucking kidding me? No. Really?
Yeah.
They're opening.
That's like my dream band.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're opening. They're very, very cool. I like them a lot. And we have a show March 28th at Cameo, which is going to be Casey's and my joint birthday party. Mm-hmm. Casey's opening it solo. Rumors is playing in the middle. And then we're playing last.
I thought it was going to be a Fleetwood Mac cover band. I swear to God. I swear to God. I thought that's what you were going to say. Okay, so Rumors. That's the band that's like a darker Tears for Fears?
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
The other one's called Belly Fire. We're like, long story short, a mathy death cab for cutie with synthesizers.
See, man, those are great little like.
Wow, you have
pitches.
A really good way. Yeah, you're great
That's
at pitching
good,
it,
man. You know how many people don't. How do you have to
describe
it?
Do we gotta go?
No.
Oh,
I'm saying you gotta have quick ways to describe your music.
Is it time to party yet? This is my last interview of the day, so I can get wasted. I'm supposed to go pick up Nicole at the airport.
Oh, really?
But what if I told her, what if I left a key on the thing?
I think that's what she should do.
But then how would she get here?
There's
like a song.
Cab?
I don't know.
Yep.
Gotta figure it out.
Yep.
Not a very good friend. Joseph can attest to that. thank you guys so much for coming down. Joseph, do you guys have a name like Joseph King and the...
It's just Joseph King.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Well, to me, you guys are like Joseph King... featuring Casey and Will.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it and I'm excited.
Cool, man.
I'm excited to do it.
I'm excited for you to see this live.
Wanderlusting, josephkingmusic.com, Rock Army Records. Anything, one last word? Something? Peanuts?
I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah.
Don't be so alarmist. Just let your
Great visit by Joseph, Casey, and Will. I got to see them play last night. Casey's incredible. And man, Will has his feel. Phenomenal drumming. Great show, man. They did like an early South by Southwest throw and go. You know, insanity. And what happens? All right, you guys, don't forget. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out Ume at umemusic.com. Joseph King, josephkingmusic.com. They both have new albums out. Ume has Monuments. Joseph has Wanderlusting. All right? Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Do not forget to like our Facebook page. And if you want to know what's happened to me at all times, in photograph and in 140 characters or less, you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm at Johnny Gowdy. Let's hear a little bit more. Joseph King from Wanderlusting. South by Southwest madness coming at you all the time, bitches. Your shadow, you rub me black.
you grow, but your empty words, baby, ring so cold.